It is disappointing when there is a loss by our investment entities, as in the case of Temasek's investment in FTX. Even more so because the loss arose from what turned out to be a very badly managed company and from possible fraud and mishandling of customer funds. The fact that other leading global institutional investors like BlackRock and Sequoia Capital also invested in FTX does not mitigate this. What happened with FTX, therefore, has not only caused financial loss to Temasek, but also reputational damage. Temasek recognizes this and has issued a comprehensive statement to explain its due diligence process and the circumstances leading to its investment in FTX. Temasek has also initiated an internal review by an independent team to study and improve its processes and to draw lessons for the future. I am confident that the Temasek board and management team will learn and improve from this experience. At the same time, we should see this FTX loss in the broader context of Temasek's performance in early stage investments. After writing off the FTX investment, Temasek's early stage portfolio, as at March this year, has generated an internal rate of return in the mid-teens over the last decade, better than industry averages. The FTX loss will also not impact the NIRC, as the NIRC is tied to the overall expected long-term returns of our investment entities and not to individual investments. Following the FTX collapse, some members have suggested implementing more guidelines and safeguards over the investments made by Temasek and GIC. That is understandable, but the governance structures in place today for Temasek and GIC are already more extensive than those of a typical company. Temasek, which is an investment holding company, is audited by commercial auditors. GIC, which manages public funds, is audited by the Auditor General. As fifth schedule entities, both Temasek and GIC are subject to the President's oversight of their budgets and key appointments. In Parliament, if there are any questions by members about the performance of the entities, MOF will respond to them as we are doing now. There is therefore no need for additional audit requirements or parliamentary committees. Instead, we should insulate the boards from political pressures. Let them do their work, carry out their responsibilities, and fulfill their investment mandates commercially and professionally. The investment entities themselves publish their performance with respect to broad market indices. In Temasek's case, the MSCI Equities Indices, and in GIC's case, the reference portfolio comprising 65% global equities and 35% global bonds. These market indices and data from reputable global investment funds serve as useful reference. But ultimately, the government evaluates the entities based on their long-term performance, and their track records show that they have performed creditably, even in challenging environments. Sir, in conclusion, the FTX loss is disappointing and is being taken seriously. But the occurrence of investment losses does not in itself imply that the governance system is not working. Rather, this is the nature of investment and risk-taking. What is important is that our investment entities take lessons from each failure and success and continue to take well-judged risk in order to achieve good overall returns in the long term. In this way, we can continue to add to our national reserves and provide a stable income stream to fund government programs for a long time to come.